Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I see a lot of the comments on YouTube and whatnot. Here on our Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, we'll go to the phones in a second. Sure. Kyle Shanahan's presence matters. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey's presence matters.
Yeah, a lot.
It does. Here's another fact. Y'all are stubborn about draft position. A lot of you are freaking stubborn about what you saw on Saturday.
You sound like Kapler. You're so stubborn.
Dude. I know that Trevor Lawrence has not had an ideal situation above him.
Oh, you think?
I'm very well aware. But good Lord. Number one overall pick in the draft. We knew about it for a year and a half before it even happened. He's had 4 to 5 years since then in a brand spanking new last year $55 million per year deal. I would think that a lot of you would expect more from him. He has not been good. And that's just a fact. He has not been good. Would you rather hear Greg Cosell say it? Because he did. He has not been good. So a lot of you who think that this is some sort of, oh, we've got a crush on Purdy thing. Well, maybe you have a crush on Trevor's hair. He's not been good. But you're stuck because he was the number one overall pick.
For me, it has nothing to do with the pick.
Maybe not for you, but for a lot of people, I'm looking at these comments, and it's like, I don't know what you saw him do at Clemson that gave you some sort of a reaction, but like, he's here. He's here in the NFL, and he has largely, I won't call him a bust, I won't do that, but disappointing? Hell, yes.
He's been a little bit less than you would hope, and I do think a lot of it comes down to where you are born. And he was born into Urban Meyer, and then Daryl Bevel took over. So his rookie year, and I'm just looking at it here, he got a chance to throw to a 31-year-old Marvin Jones, LaVisca Chenault Jr., and Laquon Treadwell. Brock Purdy came in, and he got to throw to Kittle, McCaffrey, Debo, and Ayuk. So slightly different situations.
For sure.
He had Urban Meyer, who was an absolute flat-out joke of a head coach. And then you get Doug Peterson for a couple of years, and things are okay. He makes the playoffs with a slightly better roster, and now you go to Liam Cohen. So now you've got Liam Cohen, a guy who has never been a head coach before, and it's three games in, and I will not look at his roster now and say, well, you don't have anything. He's got a lot. He's got multiple first-round picks as weapons. He's got an offensive-minded head coach who is young, hungry with a plan, and so, yeah, for me, this is the year where you look at it and you go, all right, Trevor, time for you to be good and be better. And three games in, he's not been great, but they're 2-1.
It's funny. I feel like we do this every year. Okay, Trevor, this is the year. Oh, okay, next year's the year. Like, we've been doing this for three years with Trevor Lawrence.
Back-to-back 9-8 years, not a disaster.
If we're going to only adjudicate what's going on around them, then yes, the Trevor Lawrence side of the debate is going to win. There's no question that Brock Purdy has had a much, much better landing spot than Trevor Lawrence. I just feel that because of those surroundings, we're ignoring some things that are very, very clear about Trevor Lawrence. You said one of them to me during the break.
Yep.
The dude holds on to the ball too long.
It's
the worst thing that a quarterback can do. Okay? His decision-making out there has not been great. I can give you tons of examples. If you want to make this solely about coaching, then why was Tom Brady good in Tampa? What, like, are you telling me that sometimes the player to a degree doesn't help? And I'm not saying it's the case here, but doesn't the player sometimes help make the coach? Why is Bill Belichick, like, the Patriots and him didn't get along once Tom left.
Well, Tampa,
now he's at North Carolina.
Tampa walked into a roster that was amazing. They had an amazing defense, and they had like Hall of Fame talent around him.
And Tom is next level, maybe has a level to his own. I fully understand that, but the examples are often out there. We can definitely find more where just because your coaching isn't ideal, isn't a franchise quarterback at $50-something million a year asked to elevate that a little bit. And I would ask Trevor Lawrence to do that. Dude, you were the bee's knees. Everybody knew you were the number one pick in the draft the second you showed up at Clemson and started playing. And then, well, how many coaches do we go through and it's not Trevor's fault? How about that question?
Well, how about we wait until we find a coach who's actually really good? And this is where you and I were getting into it on the text thread earlier today, because if you go around the league and you find established head coach who's been there for a while and quarterback who's been with that head coach for a while, you have 6 or 7 or 8 examples of guys who have gotten better, played well, and been successful. And so he hasn't had that. Brock Purdy's had that. Brock Purdy's never played for anyone other than Kyle Shanahan.
I don't disagree with
you. You and Joe Thomas both think that he's the absolute creme de la creme. And so Brock Purdy, he walked in and he got to play football around Hall of Famers and for an amazing coach who had been in the system for a long time. That matters.
It does. But
matters a lot.
It does. But it's also largely about winning. Like, I'll give you another example. What about Matt Stafford? Matt Stafford kind of had this situation, and he went to the Rams and won a Super Bowl. But if you do go back to his time at Detroit, they didn't win a lot, but he played well. His numbers were there. You could watch him and go, that's a good quarterback.
And he had the same coach for a lot of that.
He did.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz was there forever.
Well,
I looked it up earlier, and I think he had 6 years with Jim Schwartz.
Okay.
And he played well, and they didn't win a lot.
Who's a defensive-minded coach, by the way.
Right, and they had the same offensive coordinator for a lot of that as well.
So, look, obviously none of these things are the same, but you can bounce around the league, and I would just say, like, wow, I wish all quarterbacks got this kind of grace that it seems a lot of you want to give Trevor Lawrence. I don't mind if you're in a bad sort of landing spot, your organization's not great, you're in middle of nowhere, Florida, and you're not winning games. Okay, I'm not going to put that all around your neck, but he's not even playing well. He doesn't even play good quarterback. His numbers aren't good. He looks like he's getting worse over the last couple of years, holds on to the ball too long, the decision-making's bad, his coach is yelling at him on the sideline, and he's waving him off. BTJ's dropped a couple balls. Like, let's not make it
about... A couple?
Yeah. He's had a weird start to the year. But
I think he has a wrist injury, but you know, that's if you're out there playing, then you got to play through whatever you have.
Trevor should be better. Trevor absolutely, unequivocally should be better.
Well, they're sitting at 2-1, so
this year.
The Niners are 3-0, and they probably have no business being 3-0.
He hasn't even played in two of the
because
games.
He hurt his toe.
Oh, don't start that.
I just did that for you. He hurt his toe. He couldn't play through a toe, and they won 2 games without him. And, you know, last year Trevor went 2-8, and Mac Jones went 2-5. So if you want to talk about, like, what Jacksonville was last year, everybody's favorite Niner, Mac Jones, who's 2-0 here, he couldn't win with that team last year any more than Trevor Lawrence could.
Look, nobody's denying that the 49ers are a better franchise and are better coached than the Jags. I will freely admit that. But I just think that at a certain point, especially as you start to get 3, 4, 5, 6 years into a career, like, sink or swim. And one guy has done a lot of winning and the other one hasn't. And especially when you run it through the prism of where they were picked, it's fascinating to me how many people think that this is an easy answer. I won't sit here and tell you I think Trevor would stink on the Niners. That's not even what I'm getting at. But, like, once you're picked, now you're just a person. Come on in here and succeed. And so
for me, it's not about where he was picked.
I divorced myself from that as quickly as possible.
It's about what he was paid. And you could look at Dak Prescott, I think, as a decent comp, and even Kyler Murray. So Kyler Murray got to that spot where, do we pay you or do we move on? We're going to pay you. And, well, you had Kingsbury, and now you have Gannon, and now Kyler Murray looks actually better than he looked before. And Dak Prescott, what do? We're going to pay him. And now they've had coaching changes, and now they got rid of their best defensive player, and their owner is kind of a moron. And so every situation is different, and Trevor Lawrence is He's not a victim of being the number one pick, and he's not a victim of his contract, but forget where he was picked. Now you're making this much money. Now you have a coach who's competent. Now you have talent around you. Okay, I'm not saying the first 4 years don't matter because everything matters, but now you have no excuses. If you don't come out and play well now with Liam Cohen and Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter and Etienne, now it becomes more of a spotlight on you and your ability.
Let's go to JK in the North Bay. Hi, JK. We appreciate your call. What's going on?
So, yeah, I would take Trevor Lawrence, and a couple of reasons. I think his natural ability is there. I think you're not wrong in that he hasn't played well where he's at. But again, that situation, and has it gotten into his head where he's going into it knowing he's going to get his brains beat in on a regular basis and you don't play your best. The example that I want to use is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, most people would say, was a bust his first several years. He goes to a better situation, and right now he's one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Well, situation matters. I certainly would not argue otherwise, JK. I don't know if I buy your premise that Trevor knows when he goes out there he's going to get his brains beat in automatically right away. I don't know that Jacksonville's offensive line has been that bad his whole career, and I don't know that Brock Purdy's offensive line has been that great his entire career, I would argue.
No, and again, you're not wrong, and it's not just offensive line. Is it a situation where when you know that your talent is lacking and that guys are going to drop balls, and is that part of the reason that he's holding onto the ball too long is when you don't have receivers who are on point and making that cut when they're supposed to, and they're a step behind, that puts you behind. And we've talked about this, or you guys have talked about this, you know, that's a Shanahan thing. Everything is system, and you know, you count to here and the ball comes out, and that's when it works. And when you're in a system where that doesn't apply because people aren't doing their jobs the right way, it puts the quarterback in a situation. Now, I've done a little quarterback coaching at the high school level, so I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I do know that that attitude goes a long ways. And when you feel like your guys have your back, you play better. You will run through a wall for your guys. And when you don't feel that they do, and they're just out there going through the motions, you end up being the same way.
But do we have evidence that that's what it's like in Jacksonville? Like that the guys don't have his back and they're not playing hard for him?
Well, I'm going to say when you have a quarterback and a coach going at each other, it tells you that there's definitely an attitude problem.
Huh. Okay, hey, JK, thanks for the call,
thanks,
man.
JK.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
I just look at the ever-changing situation that he's been in, and if he and Liam Cohen are going back and forth at each other, and I didn't see the clip, I don't even know what that
was
looked like.
It was one time.
But, and that's, but, you know, grown men playing professional tackle football. And
he blew him off.
Right. He's three games into it.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Trevor's out there trying to do what he can do, and interesting about him holding the ball too long because Brock Purdy has a higher sack percentage than Trevor Lawrence on dropbacks. Now, Lawrence is asked to do a lot more. He's asked to throw it a lot more often regularly than Brock Purdy has in his career, so you would figure his sack percentage would be higher, and it's in fact lower.
Yeah, they both move well. Trevor's obviously got a stronger arm, but that's part of kind of what I'm getting at. Boy, do we fall in love with this stuff. You know whose name should come up today? And it always comes up in this situation. Actually, there's two options I could bring up. But, like, the falling in love with measurables leads you to Jeff George and Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
Like, why? You know, someone just said, you know, oh, you're in Kyle's offense, and therefore we know how that offense runs, and it's based on a quarterback being able to see it and anticipate. Well, okay, that's a skill. And quite frankly, I would take that as my number one skill for any quarterback I draft. You can have Johnny Strongarm. Give me the guy who sees it. That's what I want. I want the guy who sees it. Now, the best quarterback is the one who does both.
Sure.
Obviously. But to me, if we just...
Maybe Josh Allen, probably.
Yeah, if we spotlight that characteristic, to me, that's where my head goes. If I can only have one, and I got a quarterback who sees it, and I got a quarterback who's got all the measurables, give me the quarterback who sees it. And I think Brock sees it better than Trevor.
Probably, but I think that Trevor Lawrence is in a spot where he's now in his third or fourth system in his fifth year, and he's probably trying to figure out what this new offense is going to be and the way Liam Cohen runs it, which is ironically, or coincidentally rather, a lot like what Shanahan runs. And he comes from the Rams tree. He also spent time in Minnesota. And so these offenses now are becoming much more copycat. And if you're Trevor Lawrence, you're running a whole different scheme than what you ran before with Doug Peterson. Certainly what you had back when Urban Meyer was your coach. So he comes up with Urban Meyer. And this is why I made the Alex Smith comp on our text thread.
This is, because this is an interesting player
Alex
to talk
Smith
about here.
Went from Mike Nolan to Jimmy Tom Sula.
Good Lord.
And then he went to Mike Singletary. And then he got to Jim Harbaugh. And if you think about those four, six different coordinators in 7 years and all these different schemes,
right,
it's hard to get comfortable.
So which one of them is a good quarterback coach?
Of all those guys?
Yeah.
None of them.
None of them? Wait a minute.
Harbaugh had Greg Roman. So Greg Roman is the offensive coordinator. Well,
Jim's a quarterback. I mean, like,
right, but if you remember the way the Niners ran their offense when he started with the 49ers, it was like, hand the ball off.
They like to run the ball a lot, no doubt.
Right.
But Jim Harbaugh also famously said just 2 weeks ago, my job here with the Chargers is to get Justin Herbert into the Hall of Fame. And
right,
he does. He has a very good resume.
But Greg Roman was an awesome offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And the other ones he had were Jimmy Ray, who was a guy who ran a bed and breakfast. And we can run through all the rest of the names. I can't even think of them all off the top of my
larger
head.
Larger point, though, is that Jim's a good coach.
Yes,
and what did Jim,
exactly.
What did Jim do with Alex Smith?
Jim got Alex Smith to a point where he was good. Alex got hurt, and he replaced him with Kaepernick, and then you're off to Kansas City.
They benched him.
And my point was, when he went to Kansas City, and you know Mahomes wasn't yet Mahomes, Andy Reid took Alex Smith and figured out how to make him not great, but good.
Yeah, Alex is a good quarterback.
Right.
I always thought Alex had the opportunity to be
good. He was better when
he
had good coaches,
well,
is my point.
Yes, of course.
And that's 100%. My point about Trevor Lawrence, is he hasn't had that really up until now. Like, Doug Peterson's been a good coordinator.
Right.
Last year that he got hurt and that whole thing went sideways.
I mean, wasn't Doug Peterson the coach who somehow got Nick Foles to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Yeah.
Same guy, right?
And also, as I went through my deep dive on coordinators and coaches, Doug Peterson's been a coordinator forever.
Yeah.
But last year, Lawrence got hurt and they were terrible. And then Mac Jones came in and they were still bad.
Yeah. I mean, D. Lou has been giving it to me on YouTube all day and said, in all caps, Mac Jones would have a great career under Kyle Shanahan. Disagree. I mean, I know you're all excited because he went 2-0. They won 16-15. I don't know what it is you've seen the last 2 weeks from Mac Jones that suggests, wow, we're talking Pro Bowl level dog now. If he had a full year with Kyle, disagree hardcore. Can he win some football games? Yes. High level backup, sure. Great career. Calm down.
Would they be 3-0 if he started all three games?
Don't know.
I mean,
don't know. That definitely was the hardest assignment of the three. Would you not agree? Week one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
At Seattle in the opener.
Yeah,
sure.
It's the hardest assignment of the three. How about this one, 650? I really want to address this and see what you think. And you can weigh in. Would you trade Brock Purdy for Trevor Lawrence if you could? Mythical conversation, obviously. But 650 says, I hardly, all caps, ever call someone a homer. But you saying you'd rather have Purdy over Lawrence? Definition of a homer or delusional. I don't know who you think you're homering for, Willard, but it ain't us Niner fans with that take. LOL. All right, here's my question for you. What would it take for you to get to the point where you're like, maybe Trevor Lawrence wasn't worth the number one overall pick in the draft?
What does that matter, though? Well,
it matters to this conversation because...
Well, it doesn't, because the Niners took Trey Lance at number three in that same draft.
Well, so why don't all of you still cape up for him, by the way?
Cape up for Trey Lance?
Yes.
He's shown himself to not be capable in multiple systems.
Has he? I thought he hasn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hasn't gotten a chance. That's what I'm told on the internet. He hasn't even barely played in this league.
That's fine, but no team that he's been on has looked at him and go, whoa, Shanahan missed on this one.
Well, but the point is that if you're going to go by measurables, there's nothing you can fall in love with Trevor other than measurables. I'm with you that you can feel sympathy for the landing spot and the situation. But what I want to know is, what do all of you football experts see when you break down the film that suggests, no, Trevor is a great quarterback? You haven't seen it. And the only reason you feel that way is because draftism. Number one pick in the draft. And I swear I'm going to put my flag here and I won't leave no matter how much evidence I get. I'm not saying he sucks. He's not the worst quarterback in the league. And I'm certainly not saying he wouldn't be better in San Francisco. But good Lord, you've got a QB who's taken you to multiple NFC title games and a Super Bowl. And y'all want to flick him for somebody who was the number one pick in the draft, who has shown through 5 years to have major limitations with his decision-making on the field.
Your use of taken you is, I think, an over-dramatization. Because,
why?
Because he's been around an amazing team, and Trevor Lawrence has not. So you can flick not, off Trevor Lawrence as being not very good
now
because
we're back to Purdy
he has
being
to throw
dragged?
To LaVisca Chenault.
Are we back to
so
Purdy being
Purdy
dragged?
Has to throw to Kittle and McCaffrey and Ayuk and Debo, all of whom are making 8 to 9-figure salaries, and you're going to say that you know, he took them. Yeah, he's the quarterback, and you get credit for that. But Trevor Lawrence has been playing with guys who most of us have never heard of the majority of his career.
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
Well, you play. You're in 5 fantasy football leagues. So
yeah.
LaVisca Chenault.
That was his rookie year.
888-957-9570.
That was his rookie year. How about Calvin Ridley? How about Christian Kirk? How about Brian Thomas Jr.? These are good.
Zay Jones and Evan Ingram,
Evan
who's
Ingram.
Never had the year that he had with Trevor Lawrence. So what's Evan Ingram doing now?
Evan Ingram's a
not
good
a
player. He's hurt.
Right, but even beyond that, he had 73 catches.
Evan Ingram's
with
a good
Trevor
player.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
So Trevor Lawrence gets credit for that, and he took a team that was really bad, and he took them to a 9-8 record, and then they went 9-8 again.
Again, if we want to get to the end of the year and simply do that, like we're going to grab the tight ends' catches, and we're going to say he took this team to 9-8. If he took them to 9-8, then Brock Purdy took them to 12-5.
Exactly. And I would say him taking them to 9-8 is more impressive than Brock Purdy taking that team to 12-5.
And I don't think that's a crazy take, but what I'm more talking about is the actual decision-making that we see on film. And Greg said it to us yesterday. Like, I mean, that's, to me, like, forget my take. Forget my take. Lucas, text Greg. Ask who's a better quarterback. Who's performing better as an NFL quarterback? I already know who he'll say.
And again, who's performing better, that is within the system. And Greg has told us many times that they're all system quarterbacks. So why don't we wait and give Trevor Lawrence a year with Liam Cohen, and then you...
Sorry, I'm laughing.
Did I miss something?
No, well, Lucas said there's no way in hell Greg would answer that question. His head would probably pop off and roll down the street. That's probably true.
Yeah, and I mean, it's fair to look at what the quarterback is doing within the construct of the system.
Of course
it is.
And
so now he's got 3 games with Liam Cohen, and it's not been absolutely super smooth so far through 3 games. And Brock Purdy now is in year 4 with Kyle Shanahan, and Kyle Shanahan's been there for 9, and he's got Hall of Famers. I don't know who on the Jacksonville Jaguars is a Hall of Famer. Anybody on that offense?
Anybody on that offense is a Hall of
probably
Famer.
Not a one.
No.
Not a
no,
one.
No, because you have to be good and win.
Because they're all 23 years old.
No, because they have an underperforming quarterback.
Because they've got a bunch of second and third year guys, and you know they're all trying to figure it out together.
Yeah, they always have second and third year guys because they're always not good because they have an underperforming quarterback.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.